for the newest and best in world and roots music, listen in to Club Global, Music Without Borders, with DJ Skunk fortnightly on Saturdays at 7 p.m. here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
Getting you home quicker.
This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. It is 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. I'm pleased to say that I can welcome Heidi from Fernando's Kitchen to the studio. Hello, Heidi. Thank you very much for coming in.
Hey.
stuck on the road, was it? The M11?
Yes, a little bit. Not too heavy, but yeah, quite a bit of heavy traffic down there. I didn't see any sheep, unfortunately.
Very disappointed. My all-time favourite traffic bulletin was spilt porridge oats on the Hanger Lane gyratory system in London. Just rain approaching, you know. It's just like perfect.
Does this happen often on the M11?
I don't know.
We'll don't know.
Keep an eye on these things. We had geese on the Elizabeth Way Bridge not so long ago as well. All animal life is here. Listen, we're going to have a chat in a few moments, but first of all, we're going to hear the new single, and you better pronounce it for me.
Se acabó.
So that's Se acabó, instead of looking at his guest, hoping he pronounced it vaguely correct.
Se acabó.
Seems so much better than I do, from Fernando's Kitchen. So tell me, how did the band come together in the first place? How long have you been together?
Well, the core of the band is myself and Sebastian Diaz, which is the mastermind behind most of the music, and the guitarist as well. He's also starting to do some backing vocals on some of the songs, which is really exciting.
And you're doing the vocals, of course, for anybody who didn't spot that.
And the cajon, which is the flamenco percussion, the box drum.
I love those box drums.
They
tell
awesome.
Me some, talk some more about that in a moment or two. But so the band getting together was how long ago?
We met in London, I think 2005, 2006, and slowly but surely, with our acquaintance, you know, our music just kind of organically grew.
You're very much on the Cambridge scene, so did some of you from Cambridge, some from London, or was
actually,
Cambridge a good place to hang out?
Yeah, the second option is more like it. None of us are from Cambridge, but about 5 years ago, we started busking in Cambridge. We've done a lot of busking in London, and we decided to give Cambridge a try when we got our car, and you know, that just made things really easy. And the people in Cambridge just loves our music. I think every second house has a copy of our album, and so we've just been coming back and back again almost every weekend for about 3 years.
Where do you normally hang out, for people who don't know? Where are the places to go and spot you?
Hang out?
Yeah, where will we see Fernando's Kitchen?
Well, Cambridge, Market Square, and we do a lot of Trafalgar Square, the South Bank. This is all busking. We do a lot of gigs as well.
I was going to ask, because it must be a different type of audience.
It's
between one
yeah.
and the other.
Well, it's the same, because the very people that see us busking are the people that come to see our shows.
So it's almost like a lost leader to a certain extent.
Something like that, yeah, exactly. So yeah, we do a lot of gigs as well. We arrange our own gigs. All of the audience that we get from the people that get interested in our music from the streets. So it's a really great promotion tool.
But you've also done places like the bar and the opera house in London, and you know, you've performed at places like Rhythms of the World. So you know, this is it's almost one extreme to the other, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, and we love it. It's wonderful because it kind of surprises everybody. You don't always have to go into the box that everyone expects you to be in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. On the subject of boxes, the cajon.
Ah, the cajon. The
yes.
wonderful cajon.
You make these things as well, is
actually,
that right?
Actually, I don't make them myself.
Okay.
I play them. I get them made. I've got my own cajon brand.
Right.
Which is called the Cruz Cajon. I've got the fastest growing YouTube free cajon lessons channel in English. I don't know about in all the other languages, but it's growing pretty fast. I've got a website, and then I just had a lot of people asking me what cajon they should buy, they think I should buy, and I thought, well, I'm kind of in the same situation here, so I decided to look into developing my own cajon with the sound that I like, and I've been developing these with really great artisans in Spain. So I get them handmade in Spain, and then I sell them worldwide via my website.
And you can buy them in town, can't you, at Ken
yes,
Stevens Music
actually,
Shop as well?
Ken Stevens, Miller's Music Store. I don't know, I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called both things.
It kind of depends how long you've been in Cambridge for,
okay,
I think.
Okay, Ken Stevens then, if that's the way you... Yes, they've decided to stock my cajon since December, and they've already sold out all the cajons they bought off me just in 3 weeks. That
and,
was
and you,
nine.
And you sit on them, and then am I right in thinking, according to, I guess it's a combination of where you're hitting and how hard you're hitting, is that right? Which makes the variance of the sound?
Exactly, yeah. There's two really basic sounds, which is like your bass sound and your high sound, or the snare sound, because it really resembles a drum kit.
Mm.
And then the lower strokes are bassy, the higher strokes are more snarey. And then obviously, yeah, you need your dynamics to create a really wonderful groove.
Yeah. You play the cajon and you do the vocals as well. I'm just wondering if sitting down and singing, is that an issue? Are you able to get enough projection, if you like, when you're doing that?
You need to take care of your posture. It's a bit of a technique, but in the flamenco music, they are very, it's very well known that the singers tend to sit down on chairs. They don't actually stand, and they really have really loud voices. So it shouldn't be a problem with projecting, as long as you're sitting up straight and you've got a good posture and you know how to sing.
Mm. Had you performed in other bands before Fernando's Kitchen came together?
Well, I've done a few freelance jobs here and there, but no. I mean, since Fernando's Kitchen's been born, I've just been 100% into this project. It's like my baby.
Yeah. The other intriguing thing I'm wondering, because you describe it as a mix of Latin and African music. How well do they blend in pretty well? Or was it a matter of doing one of one and another of another, or a few, one set of one and another?
It does blend in very well, because the whole band is made up of different musicians from different parts of the world. We've got an Italian, a Greek player, we've got Argentina, Spain and South Africa, and then we work with a lot of freelance musicians from all over the world. So it kind of just organically happens, which is really great. I don't actually know how it happens. It's not like we try to, okay, we said we're going to take these styles and just kind of push them together in a box. No, it just spontaneously grew from our acquaintance with each other. And I think there is quite a bit of a resemblance between, for instance, flamenco music and Indian music. There's a lot of the similarities of that. And then North African music, also Arabic style stuff, which has also got quite a few of those nuances of the... that kind of singing.
I guess over the last goodness knows how long, there's always been different types of music creeping into different styles.
Yes.
I'm thinking of, say, for example, what George Harrison and the Beatles did in the late 1960s with Indian music, for example.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, actually, now that you say it, I really, really love that. That's great stuff that they did.
Yeah,
so something like that. Yeah, just taking a lot of different feelings that we feel from different world musics and putting them together and kind of modernizing it into our own language. And I think that's something great. You know, you don't have to go according to one box. You can just use a little bit of everything that you enjoy and create something wonderfully new and unique.
That's pretty good. I'm late for the news. I'm probably going to be shot, but I do have to ask you as to how long or when is the next opportunity for people to catch you in Cambridge, be it at a regular gig or perhaps some busking once more. Do you have anything planned, or do you Latinos not like the chilly Januaries that we have?
Usually we are busking through the winter, come rain or shine, but the last 2 years we've been relaxing a bit more in the winter. We'll probably be back busking again on a Saturday or Sunday in February, when our bassist returns from his Caribbean tour. He's just been in the Caribbean to have a nice little holiday. So meanwhile, we're just doing radio interviews till he gets back.
That sounds a good way to spend some time. And if you can't go into the Caribbean, go into a radio studio instead.
Exactly. And our next show is on the 1st of March in Camden Town in London. We're not sure about Cambridge. We'll put that up on our website.
And for those alternate houses that don't have a Fernando's Kitchen album, can they get that from the website, download it?
Yes,
what's the deal
of
there?
Of course they can. We've got an album available that you can buy, the actual physical album, or you can buy the downloadable MP3 version, which is extremely cheap at the moment. It's on sale, so go and check that out.
What's the website URL?
Fernando'sKitchen.com. That's all one word with no apostrophes or anything.
Oh, that's nice and easy.
Yeah.
Heidi, thank you very much for braving the traffic and potentially the sheep. It's southbound, so maybe you'll probably catch me if you're going straight back. Or,
well, maybe I'll go and have a cup of coffee, seeing that there's a bunch of sheep on the road.
Yes, very possibly. Well, we bring you up to date on all the information. Thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105.
Thank you very much.